Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. What do you think the early results are on the poll of the day?
About the Caps?
Jason Bishop. Just like instant reaction to the Caps.
Or was this the Rory? Oh, this is Caps. Okay. Caps. Caps fans that are concerned. I'm going to say 58% are concerned.
All right.
I'm going to say people do love the panic.
It's only been up for a couple minutes.
I'm going to have faith in my people. 33% are concerned.
You supposedly are running hot? Dead wrong on this one. 65% so far are voting yes, your word. You can vote at Chunks Radio if you're like Cakes. Not sweating these losses, not sweating the last 10 games. Confident in the Caps.
I'm not terrified, Cakes. I would say, on the concern meter, I'm probably right now at like a 4.5. All right.
Okay.
Once I get to 7 or 8, all right, that's when I start losing sleep. But if they lose the next two and then to end the regular season at 2-9, that's going to go up to a 7.
Okay. I can maybe understand that. Of much greater concern to me is something else that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
I love Bob Carrington. Love what he's done as a rookie for the Washington Wizards. He's had a really good campaign.
Yep.
Really wish he hadn't hit that game-winning shot against the Heat.
Because?
To lessen their chances at... Well, they still have the same chance to get the number one pick and to land in the top four. But
it increased their chances for...
They can drop now down to the sixth pick instead of dropping down as low as only the fifth pick.
Because now they don't have the worst record in the NBA.
Didn't love that. Yeah. Was not a big fan of that. That concerns me much more than the Caps' late season swoon.
Yeah, because the Utah Jazz finished with 17 wins. The Wiz finished with 18.
Correct.
You know what's weird about the 18-win season? When they would win 38 games and go, whatever that is, 38 and 44, I guess, and Bradley Beal was here, it would feel like a horrible season, like a wasted season. They win 18 games. It feels like it was a pretty good season.
Well, expectations are completely different.
Right? You kind of have a little optimism on Alex Sarr for sure, Bob Carrington. For sure. Maybe George.
I got Bilal.
I don't have as much on Bilal.
You guys are just punting away Bilal. He's one of the cornerstones.
Not punting
of the
him away. I just think he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys in the league average 12 points a game?
I understand.
About 100. Like all of them? I mean, some of the numbers that some of these guys who were putting up yesterday. Now, look, the games didn't mean anything for the most part. It meant something for a couple teams that were trying to avoid play-in. But some of the numbers these guys were putting up yesterday was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, guys who were averaging 3 points a game, putting up 40, they were just all glorified pickup games.
But yeah, that's a little disturbing for the Wizards. If they fall, that's having a negative mentality, Cakes. Maybe they get the top pick. 14% chance.
Hey,
if I gave you a Powerball ticket and I said this has a 14% chance of winning, you would be fired up.
Well, of course, because the usual odds of winning a Powerball are like 1 in 300 million or maybe less. So, yeah, you give me a 14% sweat. Of course, I'm going to like it. But I don't like my chances when I go to tankathon.com and run 10 sims and the Wizards pick number one twice out of those 10.
Yeah.
And now they can pick as low as 6?
Well, I mean, that's 20%. They have less than that to get the number one pick.
By the way, there's a story. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
They should be getting the number one pick 14% of the time on the Sims.
There was a story in the Wall Street Journal about a guy who's called the Joker, and it's not Nikola Jokic from the Nuggets, who's an Aussie gambler. And he had a scheme to take down the Texas lottery.
Okay.
In 2023, he got together with a bunch of gambling whizzes.
Love it. Bunch of degens.
They bought up nearly all of the 25.8 million possible combinations for a lotto jackpot. The payout was $57.8 million. They spent about $32 million to gobble up all these ticket combinations.
Okay.
$20 million profit. But I guess that's cheating. Would you consider that cheating?
I mean, is they let them buy all the tickets?
How many tickets do they buy?
If they let you buy all the tickets, I don't see how it's considered cheating. Like, if he and his syndicate or this group got the tickets illegally or were like jobbing the numbers somehow, then of course, you call shenanigans on it.
Apparently, a bunch of politicians in Texas cried foul, alleged corruption, but they just game the system.
Yeah, they found a loophole.
And what was the jackpot?
$57.8 million.
Jeez.
And they spent about $32 million in tickets.
Okay.
That's a $20 million profit.
Yes.
I mean, $20 million in profit sounds pretty good.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's a pretty good profit.
How many tickets is $20 million worth?
I mean, it depends if it's a dollar or $2 ticket.
I mean, that would fill up a freaking building.
Just a massive amount of tickets.
Yeah. That would fill up a hotel lobby. That's crazy. Cakes, I'd give you, if I won $58 million.
I always love this bit where you get generous with your massive now, lottery windfall.
Am I taking home 58 or am I getting taxed
on that?
You're
taking home $58 million. $58 million in spread amongst your many accounts.
All right, this is what I would do. $58 million, I would put $47 million in the bank, earning 5.3%.
Love it.
So that would give me, what, about $11 million to spend?
Because now
you pay off all bills.
Now you're in the wealth preservation. You don't need to accumulate more. You're preserving it. Yeah, you're not going to go out with any sort of wild investments.
Well, I would negotiate with every bank out there, and I would get the highest interest rate.
It's a great idea.
And, you know, I don't know what bank would give it to me, but I guarantee I'd get close to, 7 or 10%.
Yeah, you tell one bank, I'll park $47 million that you can play with,
right?
But give me 8.5%.
Because I know all the bank's going to do, they're just going to lend that money out and make more cash on it.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
So anyway, I would probably give you each.
How much? Let me hear it. $600,000. $600K apiece?
Yeah.
I'll take that. Thank you.
I'll take 600 large.
Yeah. $600,000.
So in this case, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, he called it the biggest theft from the people of Texas in the history of Texas. He said more than all bank robberies, all the train robberies in the Old West, everyone who's stolen anything. But the syndicate's lawyer said they did everything by the book. All applicable laws, rules, and regulations were followed. And apparently it's been done before. In 1992, there was a 2,500-person Australian gambling syndicate.
Those Aussies love to come up here and job the lottery
system. Headed by a math whiz.
Okay.
And they won $27 million in Virginia. They bought $5 million worth of tickets, and it netted $27 million.
So after they bought the $20 million worth, did that increase the jackpot to 58? Or was it 58? Before that, because I figure if they're buying $20 million worth, the jackpot's going up.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is crazy. Like, there's an offshoot, I guess, a group of Princeton grads incorporated under the name Black Swan Capital have won millions in recent years playing Valdez. Listen to this. You missed recalling. Playing scratch-off tickets and other lottery games in various states. Officials and others who have tracked their tactics say they appear to calculate when the math is most in their favor, so they're basically card counters, using publicly available information such as how many prizes are in a game and how many remain unclaimed. When the odds are right, they swoop in, hoping to win back more money than they spend.
There's a movie about this on Hulu. I think it has, who's the guy that does?
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah, yes.
I've seen the movie.
Yes.
Something and Marge are in charge. I think it's a good movie about it. Now, it was on a lesser scale, but how a guy in, I think, that lived in Michigan, his scam was he lived in Michigan, but he found one of these loopholes in, I believe it was the Massachusetts lottery. So he would get in his truck and drive from Michigan to Massachusetts and hit all the like three or four different spots and just walk in and say, I need $15,000 in tickets for this game. Because he had run the math and he knew that if there were a certain amount of prizes and there weren't that many people buying the tickets and it was on a public website, he could go in and buy a bunch of tickets and give himself increased chances of winning. People are doing that apparently all over the place.
Yeah, you just have to have a huge bankroll. You know what I mean?
In Maryland, a Black Swan team, that group of Princeton grads, used lottery machines in four liquor stores in 4 days to win a $2.6 million prize. They're finding ways to job some of these state lotteries.
And you're going to still go out and buy your one or two tickets?
It's just the dumbest thing ever.
It's so dumb.
It's just so idiotic.
I haven't bought.
It's kind of like the daily fantasy sweats. And this is what used to happen.
I do love them.
It started out as like daily fantasy. Mm-hmm. Your regular guy like me could win money. But then a bunch of freaking, you know, MIT guys got in the mix.
There are,
and they start buying like every combination out there.
Yeah.
So you got no shot.
Yeah, you think your $1 entry is going to have a chance in a field of 100,000 entries? It's craziness. But I like to grasp. Still like to grasp.
You still like to grasp.
Still do.
I don't think I've purchased a lotto ticket in 6 to 9 months. Probably closer to 9.
I just brought back 2 Ravens scratcher tickets that I gave to my kids for Christmas and cashed them in. $60 win. Now, I mean, I bought a total of $50 in scratchers.
Plus 10.
Yeah, so a plus 10. It's just dumb.
You know, I don't even scratch them anymore.
Oh, you don't?
I just scratch the code and scan the code.
Oh, you do? You've learned. You're
a pro. I have the app.
Right.
And I just scratch the code.
And the code will tell you if you won.
Yeah, and it tells you how much you won. Like, I don't even read them. Some are so complicated that
Yeah, you don't know if you've won or lost.
Yeah.
I mean, most likely you've lost. But how would you know if you had won?
Have you purchased the new Mega Millions for $5
yet? You know
what?
I haven't. Not yet. I don't think
you will.
Now I'm firmly team drab, where now I'm only going to dabble when the jackpots get nice and swole. Like, you better have a $500 million jackpot for me to spend a 5 spot. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Cakes, you don't. If you're at 7-Eleven, you're getting like a Slurpee or something, and you're checking out. Sometimes you just feel a little lucky. That doesn't consume you anymore.
I'll be honest. I don't do that many 7-Eleven trips, but it does sound good now with spring and summer approaching. Like, a Slurpee sounds great.
Yeah.
My go-tos for lottery tickets are either a kiosk in a grocery store, so I don't have to deal with a human. Or, like I'm at a beer store and my guy, you know, just...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is there and just ready to take $4 or $6 or $10 from me to buy a few tickets? Not a 7-Eleven lottery player anymore.
Beer store. And then Teeter.
Grocery store. Right. And every once in a while, this is a real D-Gen move, buy one at the casino. Because they also have a Maryland Lottery kiosk at MGM National Harbor, right next to the Circle Bar.
What about you? Are you a big Keno guy?
No.
I love Keno.
I feel like, I'll be honest, Keno is even too white trash for me. I can't dabble.
If you're a bar and you have Keno, yeah. Oh. I spend all day there.
Don't do Keno. It's not my thing.
Buy like 10 games in a row.
Yeah.
And you don't buy numbers in Keno. You buy areas. I always like to go lower left quadrant.
And now,
two up, two down, one to the right.
Aren't there also like fake horse races you can bet on?
Oh, yeah, fake horse races. Yeah.
I see that at like the local Exxon near where I live, and I never see anybody playing it, but I just look over it. I'm kind of intrigued by it. Never played it. But I won't do Keno. I have to have a line somewhere about it. I have to have standards.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page. Then we got Rex Hager joining us at 9 o'clock to talk Masters and Rory winning the Green Jack.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.